Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. Thank you for joining me today. It's a beautiful Monday here in New Jersey and a return to summer weather, thank goodness. I hope all of you are enjoying your Monday as well. I'm so happy that you're joining me today. We're going to finish up on the chakras and the essential oils, etc., to use when trying to have them run as best as we possibly can. So our last two are going to be the sixth and seventh chakra, third eye and crown chakra is what they're better known as. Basically, I think most of us know that the third eye chakra is located right in the middle of our forehead, just above the eyebrows. And it's linked with visionary abilities. It's allowing those abilities to emerge. It's also associated with the pineal gland, which interacts with our pituitary gland. The pineal gland is really in the center of the brain up behind the third eye. And as you know, with each of the chakras, I've talked about the corresponding body part that works with it, so that if you have an issue with the chakra, then you might want to pay attention to that part of the body that the chakra is believed to kind of control. It's also a way for us to just be aware of just having a good, healthy mind, body, and spirit. Okay, so the stronger the chakra is, the more you're allowing yourself to enhance your inner guidance and let intuitive abilities come through. It's great for spiritual growth, positive attitudes, and kind of a selflessness. There's a lot of stones associated with this chakra. With people looking to develop their psychic abilities, such as clairvoyance, clairaudience, intuition, you know, a host of things. And there's so many different opinions on what's the best stone or crystal to use. And as always, it's a matter of preference, what resonates best with you, what works best with you. One of the things that I would suggest, and I'm not sure if I've mentioned this in my prior talks, is that when you're trying out a new stone for the first time and you're looking for it to have a specific meaning, such as clearing a chakra or, you know, having a peace, etc., I would suggest using that stone alone until you really get a feel and have it really resonate with you. And then once you know that that's the correct stone for you, then and only then would I ever mix it with other stones. Okay? As I was, to get back to what I was saying, it's about developing and heightening your intuition, your inner knowledge, finding your purpose for being here. And I know some of my angel sisters have had shows on that, and they've been wonderful, and I'm hoping that you'll go and download them and listen to them if you haven't already. You know, all you have to do is go right to angelcoaches.org, and all of the links are up there 24/7. And, please pull and listen to some of those. They're wonderful. So in ancient times, and, you know, just in terms of, I mean, I read everything I can get my hands on. And I know in ancient times, the sight, quotation marks, the site, it was believed that the site was located in the pineal gland, which is, of course, behind this chakra. And they felt that when these abilities emerged, that you could feel a tingling feeling in this area. So I found that fascinating, because when I hear of things that don't sound humanly possible, or I just know that it's from the spirit world, what I get a tingling that runs up and down my spine and back up again. So this kind of resonated with me because I'm already aware of that feeling. So, you know, just see, I have not felt the tingling behind that yet, but that doesn't mean that maybe I haven't developed it as much as I could, but it's something to be aware of. And trust it, you know, absolutely trust it. The indigo kyanite is a stone that is helps stimulate the pineal gland, and it could help activate, you know, psychic abilities. It's a high vibration crystal, but it's very gentle. You know, the other thing is that it will just help with the flow of energy throughout your body. The blue kyanite is usually the most common form, but the indigo is also extremely useful for the third eye. And the color of the kyanite can be green, black, or orange, but the blue is easier to find. And as I've suggested before, go and get the, you know, Crystal Bible. They also have a couple of different versions of that. They also have a more modern stones for those that prefer to use that. There's just so much reference material available out there. And just, I like to just go and feel the stones and just feel what resonates with you. And remember, any stone or crystal that you get, always bring it home and clean it first before you use it for yourself, because others have touched it and you only want your own energy on it. While they sell solutions and everything, you know me, I'm the essential oil girl. I am always looking for more natural alternatives, and I'm telling you, nothing is as good as warm, purified water and sea salt. And that's what I use to clean my crystals and stones, and so that only my energy is on there. So that's just a thought. So another stone that is quite versatile is, of course, the amethyst. And the purple, you know, and indigo, it's just beautiful. It's also a healing crystal. And while I wouldn't say it's necessarily associated just with the third eye chakra, it's one of the stones that I use when I'm carrying more than one, or when I'm holding more than one. It's just, to me, it's just an all-purpose stone. Okay, so whenever you feel that you need to improve your energy flow, if you feel that your chakra energy is not in balance, you know, think about the organs in its vicinity. Pay special attention to the brain, eyes, ears, and nose. Okay, so that makes sense in terms of for the clairvoyance or psychic visions. You know, for those of us that are looking to develop or improve our psychic abilities or our spiritual, you know, understandings, it's great. Of course, a lot of people like to wear them as jewelry, etc. You know, how you use it and how you meditate or pray, it's a personal experience. Okay. So the essential oils, it's, you know, I saw my own blend for this chakra on my site, soulfulforyou.com. But some common essential oils, and here again, it's what resonates with you. Not all oils are going to work for every person, and it's just like any prescription. There's more than one drug brand to treat an injury or an illness. Well, the same thing is true for essential oils. But some of the more common ones for the third eye is bay laurel, carrot seed. Carrot seed, it's not a favorite scent of mine, but it has so many wonderful uses and qualities. German chamomile, grapefruit, myrrh, nutmeg, Roman chamomile, sandalwood. These are all essential oils that you can use when looking to open and have that third eye chakra working correctly. The bay laurel works on your energy, emotional, and physical levels. It's said to promote and help strengthen psychic, you know, abilities. Bay laurel has also been used to address psychoses and other forms of mental dysfunction. You know, so just think, you know, in terms of what you feel would work for you. Of course, carrot seed also is used to clear psychic blocks. It expands the third eye and increases your vision, your inner vision. It mates the spiritual with the physical and to extend your own perception. Rosewood is also an oil used to help with the third eye. Now, one of the oils that was mentioned and I read up on is nutmeg. Nutmeg is supposedly liberating. It's supposed to help you release inflexible or old thoughts and patterns and allowing yourself to open up to new and fresh, expansive mental activity. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. St. John's wort and sandalwood, you know, it's also good in helping to open the third eye and help balance. Opens your mind to psychic dreams, and more importantly, it helps you to remember and understand them. I mean, how many times do you wake up and you have to kind of lay there a bit because you know that you had a dream, you know it was there was a message in there, and for myself, a lot of times I just have to lay and just let my mind kind of relax so that the dream will come back to me, the important parts of it, so that then I can try to take it apart and understand it. Okay, so sandalwood and St. John's wort is good for that. Grapefruit and jasmine, Siberian fir, silver fir, cinnamon, you know, nutmeg, all of these are great with helping to promote the flow of chai, psychic awareness, and you know, you want to work on those physical manifestations. Grapefruit is a great EO that works on the physical level. It smells heavenly, I think. It's one of the oils that I also recommend for depression, headaches, nervousness, also in terms of ADD, ADHD in children and adults. You know, while lavender is probably the number one to go to, I find that a lot of times a lot of the citrus oils will resonate with the children better. Grapefruit is wonderful. Of course, frankincense, our old friend there from when we talked about the, you know, levels of frequency and whatnot is one of the higher frequency ones. That and sandalwood, you know, is good for the third eye, but they can also be used for the crown chakra, which is what we'll get into next. But they're great for nervous conditions, German and Roman chamomile, kind of a bit of a sedative. I mean, it's one of the reasons that we drink and, you know, talk about chamomile tea, because it all helps to relax us, especially if we're having trouble, you know, going to sleep. You know, deep, restful sleep is important for our bodies to function appropriately, never mind when we're trying to make sure that our chakras are all, you know, in sync as well. So that's just a list of some of the oils that I would recommend. And now we'll go into the last chakra, the seventh chakra, which, of course, is also called the crown because it's located at the top of the head and the primary part of the body, which is associated with the cerebrum, and the gland that is commonly linked to it is the pineal gland. So here again, it's all there with the third eye and the crown chakra. They're all kind of interconnected there. This is where we feel our connection to Source and the universal energy. This is where you feel it kind of just enter your body and just work its way down into all of the lower chakras. As we all know, in a newborn, the top of the head is soft, right? When an infant, you know, the top of the head is soft for at least the first year, because it's believed that infants stay connected to Source in the early months. And let's face it, they're still closer to the spirit world than they are ours because they just came from there. And so infants are still part of the divine self and from the divine, you know, and that's just part of what helps make them so special. I mean, what a great start we all have when we come into, you know, our physical bodies and into the world on this side. And that's how we remember on a cellular level the connection. And we probably throughout our lives we are constantly seeking to return to that feeling. And, you know, we do our spiritual work. We're looking to re-experience that openness to our Creator and really that light that we all carry inside of us, which is a part of our Creator. When we can connect with that uninhibitedly and let the cosmic energy revitalize and rejuvenate us, you know, how wonderful that feels. I don't know if any of you guys checked out the total eclipse of the moon last evening. I did. I went down to the shore. It happened a little later here than it was supposed to be, between 8:15 and 8:45. From where I was, it didn't start happening until about 9 o'clock, and it was incredible. And as you know, and if you've read on it, this moon was just such a special moon, and it's supposed to be pushing all of mankind to the next highest level. And if ever there's a time that we all need to be pushed to the next level and to be even closer to our Source and the light, I think the world needs it now more than ever. My own personal opinion, but I'm sure many of you would agree every time we listen to the news or whatnot. We have to really hold on to that light and wish peace and love and light and continue in our lives so as it not to affect us and the work that we all have to do while we're here. The seventh chakra also encompasses all the colors of the rainbow, but it primarily is in the violet range. You know, we spent time these last 3 weeks talking about the lower chakras, how to balance them and to clear them and unblock them. But the fascinating thing about the crown chakra is that there are no blockages or imbalances. Once it is open, it is there and open only for levels of higher development, vibrant frequency, tuning more clearly. It's open to source because this is where the energy flows in and fills us. It feeds all the chakras and it increases our vibration. So until the crown will radiate in its own energy in unity with the divine. So in the lower chakras, we activate the energies to utilize those specific powers. But the crown chakra is kind of the ruler of all the other chakras. You know, we have to surrender to that energy that comes in that we have no control or influence over. You know, I'm a little bit of a control freak. I'll raise my hand and I'll admit it. And one of my challenges, along with patience, I don't know if I'll ever quite get that, but in terms of getting out of my own way, because I want to control, this is how it should be, and that's how it should be, and guess what? The universe doesn't give a crap. It really doesn't, because it's all about we have to allow that energy in. We have no control, no influence over it, and we have to allow manifestation to happen. So when we reach a state of being, we are no longer in a state of doing. And that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. In order to be, we don't need to do. You know, it's really just turning ourselves over to source. So other chakras, they kind of run on energy, intellect, intuit, ground us, help us create. But once we can bring that energy up to the crown, we are just present. We are attached to the here and the now, kind of like little children and dogs. They live in the now. And I think that's why they sleep so peaceful, because they're not worried about yesterday. They're not worried about tomorrow. They're not thinking about what happened earlier in the day or what's going to happen later. They are living in the moment, and that's why they are joyful. And how wonderful if we could all allow ourselves to have that same joy and allowance for peace and happiness and love. So when we sit in, whether it's prayer or meditation, the seventh chakra is silence. And the reason it's silent is so that, you know, we can hear the voice of God or Spirit or Allah or whoever it is that you pray to. Your consciousness must be quiet. It must be still and calm in order for us to receive. Probably another reason why, for me, meditation had to be learned, and at first was very brief. Why? Because I wasn't so great at allowing. I had to control it. It's like, come on, mind, come on, spirit, you know, give me my answers. This is what I'm putting out there. Well, guess what? Maybe what I wanted answers to wasn't what the universe wanted me to know. And I learned that I had to stop fighting it and just allow it. So the oils that help quiet the mind, but also, as we know from prior talks, they're also high-frequency oils, as you would expect. And, of course, remember, rose is the highest frequency of essential oils that you can get. And these, of course, please people, pure oils, please. You get what you pay for. When you smell, when they are wild-crafted and organic, and they therapeutically, you know, able to help us, it's the difference is amazing. So for the crown chakra, frankincense, sandalwood, jasmine, rose, no surprise there, rosewood, neroli, patchouli, myrrh, yang yang, galbanum, and vetiver. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. So, of course, these can be done during meditation, whether you've got it in the diffuser or a lamp, you know, in prayer. We have to release all of our guilt and fears and sense of unworthiness in order to really get the use out of praying and meditating with the crown chakra. So these oils that I listed are will help release negative thoughts, emotions, clary sage, cypress, juniper, cedarwood, bergamot, chamomile, geranium. Geranium smells very, very similar to rose. It doesn't vibrate at the higher frequency. It does have a good frequency, and it's a lot more cost-effective to purchase than the rose. So it's just a thought. But geranium, pine, and melissa. So a lot of times it's recommended that you cleanse the area that you're going to look to meditate or pray in, as well as yourself. So oils that help purify and cleanse are oranges, whether it's the sweet and the bitter, neroli, lavender, clary sage, frankincense, geranium, pine, rose, tea tree, cedarwood, and lemon. And remember these essential oils, guys, because next week I'm going to share quick, easy recipes using the essential oils that will help to cleanse your area, your clothes, your home. They're fun, quick, and easy. Okay? So that pretty much wraps it up for today. Don't have that much time left, but you know, I had given some thought in terms of the archangels that help us with these, with our chakra, you know, clearings, and you know, Archangel Shamuel is also known as the Love Angel. Corresponds to the color red. It's the color of your base or first chakra, you know, that helps you ground yourself, you know, that bit. Archangel Zadkiel, color is violet and orange, known to work with the second and the crown chakra. Okay, also known as the Angel of Joy, Archangel Jophiel, solar plexus or third chakra. Visualize yellow, sunshine, lemons, buttercups. Archangel Michael, I know I'm one of his, and he is with the throat chakra, but I would also say that Raphael is there as well. You know, he's also, or she is, with the heart chakra. Uriel, purple and gold, third eye. So I'm running out of time, guys, but please visit my website, Soulful, S-E-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, number4U.com. Please take a look, like my Facebook page. You can also find me on angelcoaches.org. We have so many wonderful shows with just a plethora of information. We've done all the research, we've done the work, and we bring that to you. Thank you. I am overcome with gratitude that you listen in, either now or download it later. Love, light, and peace to everyone. Talk to you next Monday.